have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Well, welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. My name is Jay Cranda, and I'm here with a special guest, Pastor Scott Hagen, a senior pastor of Real Life Church in Sacramento, 6 locations, and we're here to talk about his book and a couple other things. Thanks so much, Scott, for being on the show.
No, I appreciate it, Jay. You look good in that hat. I like it.
Yeah, for everybody, we do have a new Apple TV app, so you can check out our hat. I don't have gorgeous hair like you, so you know I gotta play it. I gotta hide it. So
I was gonna put on my hat here, my football helmet after I saw yours, but
I love it. We're already having some good energy here. So Scott, you have this new book, The Language of Influence: 500 Insights for Real Life and Leaders, and I got a copy of it here, and I was looking at it, and you have this really cool story on how it came about. Can you share a little bit about that? About this book?
Yeah, you know, when you talk to most people who actually achieve something that they hope to achieve, there's always an organic, not an orchestrated feel to things. And so I do believe that most things happen because we stumble into it and the strategy kind of comes second. So this was kind of that. What happened was I preached about 3 years ago one Sunday morning, and this guy that works for one of the city utility companies said, "Hey, I lead a management team. Can I use some of this material tomorrow at a meeting?" And I said, "Totally." So that night he got me on Facebook. He said, "Hey, what'd you say right here?" So I kind of tweaked it for him into a way he can say it to non-Christians at work. And then I just put it on my Facebook page. Some people start talking about it. So I threw up another one yesterday, the next day, and then it got a lot of feedback. They said, "Hey, can I use that? Can I use that? Can I use that in my setting?" So that went on for about a month. And then a buddy of mine said, "Hey, why don't you just get a dedicated like page?" Well, they used to have fan pages, which I wasn't really a fan page as a pastor. I didn't like the feel of that. They changed it to like pages. So I started a dedicated like page and started posting these every day. And they are just original sayings on leadership. It's the way I've been talking for 30 years on leadership. So it's not like I invented a way to talk in short, simple sense. It's kind of the way I teach for years. There just wasn't a platform invented to kind of roll it out. And so what we did was we put it out there, and it went kind of crazy. There was about 100,000 people on it now. And what's unique is I got 30,000 English-speaking Middle Eastern young people from Egypt, from Jordan, University of Cairo, University of Alexandria. I just got invited to do a human resources convention in Cairo next year solely off this page. So I'm talking every day to young professionals from the Middle East who are hungry for free global leadership. My big thing, Jay, is I think we should put leadership on the bottom shelf, not the top shelf. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's easy to apply, but you got to make it easily accessible. And leadership and success cannot be something for elitists to do. So the whole idea was give free leadership away through social media. And it's kind of been a crazy, wonderful response.
Yeah, it's a really cool, I love the way, and I have, if people are watching on the video here, you have this setup in the front of guiding people through how they can go through it. Like you mentioned, like they can do it as a group. They can do it as a, workplace. It seems like you can leverage it in so many different ways. And so I really love the idea of some of these things are obviously, there's a foundation where there's Christian principles, but it could be a really good open door in certain atmospheres to be able to have some real life conversations. So it could be leveraged in so many different ways. I love that quote about the fan page thing, because you almost forget about that, about how they used to be called fan pages. And that was a smart decision by Facebook. So you mentioned this a little briefly, but this idea of, so you're communicating, you've been communicating your whole life, obviously, and you're a writer, you've written in magazines, and you got a couple other books. Do you think social media has just kind of caught up to the way good communicators should communicate, like short and simple?
You know, I think without a doubt, you know, I don't know if you ever know the story of OtterBox, you know, the cases on the outside of iPhones. So I met the guy that invented the OtterBox. He actually invented the technology or that casing in the early 90s for underwater cameras. And so 20 years before the iPhone, the actual application for the OtterBox material wasn't even invented yet, really where it would make its biggest splash. So he sold, you know, a little bit for cameras for about 10 years. Then the iPhone was invented, and he simply applied it to that. And OtterBox has become, you know, a global, you know, phenomenon for how to protect your iPhone. So I think that social media simply became a platform to deliver what has been around for a long, long time. I know in my life, I've always talked, I think that brilliance is in simplicity, that the role of leadership is to make complex things simple, not to make simple stuff complex. And so because you write and speak, I kind of speak in bullet point thoughts, that delivering it through Facebook and Twitter, which became a platform years later, has kind of been a natural mechanism. So no, I didn't invent that way of talking in the last 5 years.
Obviously I come back to, you see how Jesus communicated very straightforward. He also had his moments where he did some complex things, but at the same time, he would always translate that. But I find that as a simpler, as an interesting phenomenon that social media has just made, you know, in some way, preachers and communicators just, you know, hey, get to your point a little bit. And so it's just interesting. I was curious with that, with your background.
Yeah, I think too, Jay, part of the other side of that is that it can appear shallow and weak. But really, when you test it, if you say something that has meaning and mystery to it, the human heart can vet pretty quick whether it is shallow or substantive. And so even though it's brief in its presentation, if it really taps into the deeper complexity, the unanswered part of people's heart, their deep fears or high aspirations, their response tells you that it has a depth to it, even though it's said in a very short way. So short doesn't mean shallow.
Yeah, totally. That kind of leads me to this question that I was interested on a lot, especially from your background. You have a lot of education in your background, and you're in the midst of a PhD program as well. And so you've seen this, and you probably get this asked all the time. You have a church with 6 locations. It's thriving, it's growing, it's a mega church. What would you say to the young guy who's either in seminary or in undergrad and maybe a little hesitant to use social media because he almost sees it as, oh, that's of culture, we should run away from that? Like, how would you coach somebody or maybe speak a little vision into them to say, hey, this is an opportunity to do much more? Or would you say be careful, or maybe a little bit of both?
Well, even though the whole 6 locations thing, I mean, the Lord is blessed, Jay, but a lot of that in most cases is smoke and mirrors around the country, the whole multi-site thing. Mm. When you really cook it on down, what's really there is, I am a church planter. You know, I planted when I was 27. Mm. I was there 11 years at a church, grew to about 1,700. Then I went to a church of 4,500 that was 75 years old at age 38. And so I was there for 5.5 years. Then I stepped back into church planting. Some free chairs after speaking to 4,500 people every weekend, and it was a phenomenal experience. That's 10 years ago. So we've been as a church planter. So when you frame it the way you did, it's like, I want to say, who are you talking about now? Because I identify far more with that pastor that's in the startup mode. And, you know, it just comes down to communication. You know, social media is dangerous because you can manufacture image, but your reputation always trumps your image. Once people experience you and experience, I always tell people on social media, make the actual real experience when they arrive there bigger than what they actually saw on social media. One of my favorite Bible, King Nebuchadnezzar, is probably 4.5 feet tall, but his image is 90 feet. Mm-hmm. And so he sends everybody out to the 90-foot image. That's where the masses go because his own reality was 4.5 feet tall. And so there's a deep danger, mm-hmm. a very dark danger in social media's ability to make a person think that their image is actually their reputation. So you got to be very, very, very careful there. I guess being 53, you know, you're on the backside of some of that stuff. And it's just, I enjoy connecting with millennials. My heart's, I want to connect with a million millennials every day and give them free virtue-based leadership that will help grow them as dynamic fathers and leaders in this country.
Boom. I feel like that was a drop mic moment. That was great. That was like, you nailed it. I love that. So one of my last questions would be, you know, there's this weird phase, and I know this is kind of something that has been happening for the last 15 years, and I've only been part of it, you know, for the last 6 or 7 years, but you have this, you know, we're more and more connected to the world. You know, I think about my kids. I have a 5- and a 3-year-old, and you know, they're just way more connected. You know, they're growing up on their iPads and they're just, you know, the ability, I'm part of my day job is an online pastor. And, you know, I talked to somebody yesterday and helped them trained how to baptize their brother and their younger sister in Zimbabwe. And I'm talking to somebody over here. We're just way more connected. Do you think the local church, like the guy who's planting the church, your church plant, who's planting the church in the backyard, should be more aware of the ideas that they might have a global presence? Is that just something that we're just going to see get meshed more and more as the internet gets more and more just connected?
I do think you can, you know, try to have a global, you know, try, but whether you do or not is completely up to God. He completely gives that increase, and you cannot manufacture influence. You can practice it. You can understand the nature of true influence as opposed to manipulation. But anything you try to manipulate or you try to orchestrate is always going to, I think, ultimately blow up in your face. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, our younger generation of that 12 to 18-year-old right now that's been immersed, baptized in social media on the dark side, I think we're just getting the data for that generation right now. That's been in HD pornography and connectivity and total distraction, that it's almost like that generation has been obliterated, like the lost boys of the Sudan, you know, 20 years ago. But I see parents now of the 10 and under crowd who understand the dark side of social media and that are monitoring, because you basically had an unchecked generation between age about 12 and 18 that has just had a free But I think pastor-wise, though, yeah, it's kind of shocking. I was like you. I was speaking recently to a group of 500 English-speaking Korean college kids in Berkeley at a conference. I was in the back seat coaching a guy named Mohammed something, a 22-year-old kid in Cairo who was about to go into an interview that found me on my Note to Leaders page. And I'm coaching him in the back on my phone getting introduced to go speak to 500 Koreans in Berkeley. And I go, what kind of world? It's fascinating to me, honestly, and wonderful, but it is different, Jay.
Well, that's really cool. Well, it's just really cool. I'm getting a crash course in everything you've been doing, and I want to challenge everybody, the language of influence. We're going to put links in our show notes and on our social accounts as well, and we're going to put all links to your Facebook and Twitter, your leadership page. I just thank you for everything you're doing, and I just know I have a big heart as somebody who's not too far away from getting out of seminary. You know, I'm close to it. I think of more and more, we want to, and this is why we do this show, is that we want to encourage pastors of all ages and everywhere to be leveraging these tools to ultimately grow the kingdom. And you don't want to become culture and you don't want to, you got to reject some parts, but it's that line. And I love that line that you are particularly doing. So thank you for everything you do. And thanks for sharing this. I want to say as well, I feel like if somebody wants to start a Twitter page and they could just plagiarize everything here, you just gave them 500 days of content here. So we'll give you credit. So for everybody else, if they want to get connected, we'll put links, everything in the show. But where can they follow you and keep engaged with what you're doing day to day?
If you could, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that, but it's under Scott Hagan Leads. So it's Scott Hagan and then Leads. You can find that on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram under that. But awesome. Thanks, Jay, a ton for letting me come and connect up with you.
Yeah. And so for everybody listening, go to our show notes to get all those links and use the hashtag SMC Podcast and go to socialmedia.church to learn more. And have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.